We're on page 66. We're learning about the Chedves HaYitzira, the Simchas HaChaim that a person has, even in a simple job, a profession, work, in the home, whatever that tafkid is that Kadosh Baruch has brought through all the circumstances of life to that individual. The Ikar Simcha comes from living in that tafkid, in that tachlis. And now we're going to see how this is a big yisoid in the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And to go with this nakuda further, so on page 66, V'hinei sheresh ha'om la'el b'mikru sh'nemar mi'ha'shem mitz'ade gever kainanu u'darkoi yachpatz. Says in the Pasuk, May Hashem mitz'ade gever kainanu, the steps of man are prepared by Hashem. May Hashem mitz'ade gever kainanu, the steps of a person are prepared by Hashem. The darkoi yechpats. And he, meaning, and the person, delights in his way, has a tremendous chayfetz, a cheshek, a pleasure and a delight in his path. So again, the pasuk, may Hashem etzade gever, the steps of a person are prepared by Hashem. Hashem prepares a person's path, his steps. The darkoi yechpatz, and the person has tremendous pleasure and chayfetz, delight, in the path that he has in life. U'pirshu Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Hashem Yisboach kainei mitzadei gever. The Baal Shem Tov says that Kadosh Baruch Hu has prepared for each person in his life the steps that he needs to take, where he needs to go, exactly in order for him to be able to come to what he has to come to. Al piat soso, yiratzon yisborach, everything, his eitzah, his rotzen. Ram, bochar lahavi es bnei ha'odom, Hashem yisborach has chosen to bring all of us, balei ha'bechira, all of us human beings who have free choice, we're all balei bechira, lidei mitzadeyim asher kainin avuram, to bring us along the path, to take those steps that we all take in life, aydei shehichnis belibam chefes verotzen shianiyum lahavi atzmon l'dei asiyas tafkidam. How did Hashem do that? The Baal Shem Tov said that Hashem does that in such a way, by infusing the heart of a person with a great chefes and a rotzen, with a great pleasure and a will that motivates him to find a chain in what he needs to do and to fulfill his tafkid in life. So Hashem wants the person to do certain things. In order for that to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't twist our arms and give us a smack over the head. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem etzadei gever kainanu. Hashem has the steps worked out where we have to go in life. The darka yechpatz, he explains, zeve darka yechpatz, that he does that in such a way, the way that Hashem does that with us is very, very deep and very mysterious, to create within each and every one of us a chayfetz, a cheshek. The darka yechpatz, shecheftzei ha'odam uritzernais of harabim, that all of the interests of a person and all of the natural inclinations of a person, his personality, his intellectual interests, and so on, all of that are in the sibayis hema lekainenus mitzada b'yad Hashem Yisboach, are means of Hashem seeing to it that this individual will take those steps in life. That's how Hashem accomplishes it, by filling each person with a certain chayfetz, a certain cheshek, where he has a nachas ruach from certain things, and he has a cheshek for certain things, and through that chefetz that the person has, Hashem draws the person along that path of me Hashem etzadei gever kainadu, the steps that Hashem has prepared for the person in life. For instance, Hashem Yisbarach alone knows why he wants a person to be in a certain place and to work with certain people. That's how Hashem made such a thing. Hashem will create a certain need for this parnasa. And as a result of that, he has to leave his home. In order to be busy in this particular place, with this avayda, she is saprak lo yes hamamin that will provide him with the money, tmuras avadaso, in exchange for that work. But as we learned last week, the point here is not the money. The money is only hechetimsa that Hashem uses, because the guy needs money. That's only kichoyme biyad hayotzer to bring the person to that particular situation where he's going to experience certain things and whatever it is he has to go through with his nisyonis and his avoid and so on. Havi Oimer, Shet Starchus Hamamen, Hina Oifen Ma'efani Hashgoch, the need for money. Hashem's book could have made the world in a different way. Didn't have to make it like that. The whole thing with money, we're so used to it, so we don't think about it. But it's very strange. Behemoth and Chayis and Eifers, and they don't have any of this, they don't have these things, never. I mean, there might be Chayis, you know, online in the bank, but they have two legs. So, Hashem Yisbarach didn't make such an Indian. I remember when I took economics, I had to take a class in college, so there was this, there was this book that we had to read. The book was called Money. That's just, at least it got straight to the point. It was called Money. And it was very interesting. Because it showed the whole histalshalus of how it works. How money works. You know, and you don't think about it. This is not, the whole histalshalus of money and the history of exchange and so on, and all of that is, if you think about it, is in the beginning. So there are people, this guy traded a cow for a horse, he needed a cow, he needed a horse, and then it ended up what we have now over the years. So all the hashgacha, it's not the tachlis, which everybody's handling with this and with that and with money. It's only a hechetimsa, a remarkable hechetimsa, for the Bayi Olam to bring each person in a certain inyan, in a certain way. I had a conversation before Pesach with an old student of mine who's been able to, he was able to learn for many years. There was a chesed how he was able to learn, because there was an inyan that he had, lo aleinu, he had an accident, thank God he was okay, but it was a pretty bad accident, and he got a lot of money. So he was able for already, well, it's almost, must be 15, 16 years. He was more. He was able to sit and learn from this sorrow that he had, which he's, thank God, he's completely recuperated with. But he got a lot of money, and he was learning all these years. On his own, they don't have his family, they don't have the families any money. He was able to learn. You know, it's just so. So, it's up. I mean, it's finished. It's done. The money's done. So he called me up to talk to me about it. What's he going to do? So I said, why don't you go to work? He says, what do you mean? I said, you know, I'm not saying you have to go into a business, but so you work Hashem learning all these years, so go teach. Go teach. You speak Hebrew, you speak English. Go teach Torah. it's not in his community, it's not looked so highly upon, teaching Torah, and so on. He's from a very firm community. It's not looked so highly upon in that group over there. So I said to him, you know, I went over the accident, because I spent a lot of time with him in the hospital when this happened. I went over the accident with him, and I said, you know, you had such a ma'aseh, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave you, through all of that, that he led you, that you were able to learn all the years. And you have Baruch Hashem, you're good with kids, you're gifted. So maybe it's possible now that whole strange thing that happened, which I wouldn't even tell you because then it would be known. It was a very strange thing. It was a terrible accident. And the whole thing that happened was that should be Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu did in such a way, Hashem Etzadeh Gever, to bring you, that you have the Yeshiva Das Nuchazav to learn. And if there's money, so what's your choice? You're gonna become Lo'olein, you're gonna start coming to America with walking around with notices, with papers? You want to do that? You're gonna start walking around with papers? Are you gonna go, and Hashem has helped you, and he's bringing you along a certain path. Now you have time to give over, so try to give over to people, and see if you can make a penosa, you know, doing that. So, it's very common for a person to, I don't know, we don't know what exactly we're doing. But a person tries to look into his own life and to see, Me'ashemetz'adeh gever kainanu. V'darka yechpots. Not to resist that derech. Of course, many times it's not clear. But the money is only hechetimsa to bring a person, that Hashem is bringing you along in a certain way. And I said to him, how many, you know, you might be able to be mashpia on hundreds and thousands of guys. You could have ashpa, you're very good. You could have ashpa, you could give over. So, you know, he's thinking about it, he's looking into it, but it's not only in chinuch. I mean, that happens with that boy, that's what that imin is, but in life. So the Tzaddik Mujatama writes over there in Pashas Tzav. I missed the last sentence. Have you ever established a moment that the need for money is only oifen mei funny hashgach, is a way of the hashgach lekaris adam el havar, to bring the person to that place of work? She'ikam avukish. So then the tzaddik says, Shemati me'Baal Shem Tov. I heard from the Baal Shem Tov. Shebiya peyus hakosam Hashem etzadei gever kainanu v'darka yechpatz. V'omar al oisan ha'anoshim hanoisim la'eretz merchakim. The Baal Shem Tov spoke about people who they have to end up far away from home. And in those days, it wasn't like it was easy to travel. They had to go far away. Hamachikim nedoy. And they had to wander far away from their homes. The people, it was very common in those days for people not to see their families for months and months. Sometimes longer. There were Yidden here in America that they came from Europe. And they were here for 2, 3, 4, 5 years to try to make some money so they could bring over a family from Poland or from Russia. It was very common. The way that Hashem thinks is not the way we think. The person that's schlepping is thinking, I had to go so far away. Hubavur harbais zav chesef. The reason that I have to go is because in that place, they're interested in buying my schayr. This is what I sell. I can't sell this in my area. They're not buying the schayr, so I have to go over there to sell the schayr, far away. And over there, I could make some gold and silver. Chiluv schayrosam in exchange for the schayr that I have. So I have to go over there to sell the schayr. And because of this, their feet have to schlep them. The truth is, That's not at all what Hashem, that's not Hashem's thoughts, the Baal Shem Tov said. That's not Hashem's thoughts. Ki yu yodei l'sakin in yonah yoysim imenu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, he could set him up. He could set him up over here. He doesn't have to set him up over there. He could set him up right here. And Hashem Baruch knows this guy's Indian. And he knows exactly who this person needs to meet in life, what nisyonos he has to go through, and what he has to be in. Ulefamim yesh le'adam kikar lechem be'eretz merchakim. Sometimes a person has to go far away, because in that place, there's a loaf of bread, hanageh al b'chinoso, that has a kesher to the sherish of his neshama, that loaf of bread, with whatever, as you know, it says in the psalm, and the Ariyah Kodesh, and the Zohar Kodesh, is that particular loaf of bread has a shaychus to the sherish of his neshama, with whatever tikkunim have to take place, and that he has to eat. He might have to travel 1,000 miles to be in a place where he's going to have that bread. And he has to eat that loaf of bread or that piece of bread davke in that place at that time, not a different time. And he has to go through the whole thing, and along the way it could be that he was going along too quickly, so there was a snow and there was this and that and shlapsach and here and there, and he got lost until he ended up in that place, and it came exactly when he had to have that kikar lechem. I should say, lishtais my lugm of mine b'makom ahu. There are many stories where you had to drink a revius of water in a certain place. Lekavana zu mitzade gevay kainanu. That's Hashem's kavana. Not that Hashem has problems with the economy over here, so I'll see if I could set him up in China. Hashem can give whatever a person needs, but he doesn't have to go dal amas. I mean, those stories from Tzaddikim right there. They don't have to walk out of their house. Because that path that he has to take, every single step along the way, and all the things along the way, and everything, it's all Hashem mitzadei gever kainanu. Laharchik nedoy kamameis pasos. He might have to go hundreds of miles. B'chadei laharshlam es nafshay. In order to repair his soul and to be mashlim his soul, one of the things in his life that is part of his shleimus, im zeki kailachem, ustias mayim ma'ata habe, with that bread or a little bit of water, lefam mafilo elav layegia. And not only that, the Aramaic says that it might not even be that it has to davki be him that's going to have the piece of bread or the water. Could be he has a yid that he takes along with him, and that yid has to go. It has to be in such a way dafka with him, because by being with him, he's going to have a certain mahalach and a certain shmir, and they have to go in such a way. In yesh lo sham pas lechem bekitan mayim, there's over there some bread, some water. V'liyah she'en yodam aseges linhag nisi l'mokim rocha kizeh, that person otherwise. That servant of yours would otherwise not go to such a place. But when you're going because of this business and you take along this shamus or something, so he ends up in that place. Zoysia Geremis Rotzen Labailov, that tikkun that's waiting for you or one of yours, one of those who are in your orbit, that tikkun that's waiting for you is the reason that you have panasa over there. Not because of anything that has to do with the economy. It's that tikkun of your neshama, of the sharish of who you are. May Hashem etzadei gever kainan. And zayis yagarem is rotzen labaylev, and therefore the guy, the boss, the balabas, he has a rotzen to go to that place. He has a rotzen, he has a chayfis to go to that place, and he thinks about this business. You ever have a conversation with someone? I don't know anything about business, but if you have, sometimes you know you could have a conversation with someone. He's telling you about something he's thinking about for business, and I never have confidence with these things because I don't know how things work. But just sometimes you talk to somebody, it sounds like such a strange idea. when they tell you an idea that they have some, they're all excited, they have some sort of a thing, you know, you ask a few questions and they always have a million terutzim on how the whole world was chaser until I thought of this idea of, you know, of making contact lenses that show the time on them or something. I don't know. And a guy, like, the whole world was chaser. And he hears then is this Indian. I just made this up. I don't know. All he hears is this Indian that the contact lenses has a little thing with the time in it. And he feels that this was an Ein Sof that fell into his head from Shemaim, and that he's going to make millions of dollars. And he already hired a whole research staff, and he's got machines in a plant in Long Island City or something. And he's like, he's going full steam ahead. And, you know, and you ask him, like, you know, the watch is okay. You have to see it. It doesn't have to be in your eyes. You could do it like that. And it's already a very big business watches, and, you know, it's a competition. And he says, no. And he has a million explanations. And he realizes you can't argue, you can't talk about it, because you talk so much about it, you already want to buy one. even though you know it's crazy. But and this, I've had this kind of a few times with people. They had different ideas. Sometimes they make some tests, I don't know, lose, whatever. Most often you see them, you know, a few months later, and it's, now I have. They borrow from another 100 people. But to have such a cheshik, and it's not because of the money. They think it's because of the money. And that because they have a chefetz for this idea. And the desire for that idea can be to other people very irrational. And to that person, it's perfect. And they have a chefetz for that. And it's just another amazing way. You just have to sit back. Of course, you try to give a friend good advice. And you do. You try. But at the end of the day, you sit back with amazement and watch another person being let off into the to the horizon. What's going to be with the money? We don't know. Hopefully, it'll be much later. But that Hashem Shabbat wanted that person, you know, on that path. You know, I forgot which tzaddik, but there were two big yeshivas in Litta. Maybe it was Rabbi Solson, I don't remember. But they went on the train, and they went the whole opposite direction with the train. And it's not stam like over here, you know, two stops. They went in Russia someplace like, you know, each stop is like a day away. It's terrible. So they realized, oh boy, when they saw the name of the station, they were learning and this and that, and they saw the name of the station, they went like a day or two the other way. So the one of them had a very big Chalisa Sadaz. I don't remember who this was. Had a very big Chalisa Sadaz. That what a crazy waste of time. I think they were probably going to raise money for the yeshiva or something, and it was crazy. And they got off at the station, and the other Adam Gadol said that it must be, and they were in the middle of nowhere, that it must be that the Bnei Olam wanted us to be in this place, and let's see, let's just go a little bit and see. And sure enough, it was a whole story then that they went, and they needed enough for this, and they came, and they were able to start a cheder in that place. And then they had from that cheder came some bachim that ended up in yeshiva and survived the melchama, and you know it's a whole chagadia. Which that tzaddik lived, and it was pasha to him that it wasn't just that. What had it be? How could it be that just to go like this the train? And he was in such a place of emuna in this hashgach of Me'Hashem et tzaddik gever that he saw something's going on over here. The person goes to that place. So it could be that the boss has a tremendous chayfus to go into some place, and he's going to take along his worker. And it could be the whole inyan is that the worker has to end up in that place. Bavar avdei lemalo is kreis on lechem amuzum leisham, because of a piece of bread that the eved, that the worker has to have in that place. But otherwise, he would never have gotten there. That worker. It has to be only this hechatimtsa in such a way. V'lishta is meim of hanoi gimei lov, but to drink water that has a shaychis to the shores of his neshama. Kichein gazra chachmas yisbaruch shamay. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gazra, this chachma. For the shleimus of this person's neshama, from the beginning of time till the end of time. Hatzarach la'shlomas nafshay. L'kabetz chelkein. The person has to go throughout his life gathering together the different parts of his soul, putting it all together, the package. Heim achz medarkei kel. This is one of the ways, the amazing ways that Hashem does things. This is what the Baal Shem Tov explained. U'lezer roim ez akosu me Hashem mitzadei gever kainanu. And that is how the Baal Shem Tov explained the pasuk. Me Hashem mitzadei gever kainanu. That the steps, Hashem arranges the steps of a person. He plans the person's steps. Shanoig ezen esil mokim rochuk. The seat with that person will go to some faraway place. Va'akolhu me'ito yisbaruch. And everything is worked out through Hashem. Kasha gozer chachmaso, as he was gozer, la hashlomas nafsho, for the hashlomas hanefesh of this person, or whoever is with him. Ba'achas misibos yisbaruch shemo, and he uses one of his amazing ways of doing this, to cause it, a lack of money. A lack of money. Sometimes a person gets in his head, he has to go on a vacation someplace. He has to go on a vacation someplace. And it could be other people say the same thing. Why do you want to go to that place? I was there, and there's nothing to do over there. It's nothing. He's got to go to that place. Over there, he's going to... And it's... Hashem Yisbarach has a whole inyan. I've seen it many times over the years. Different things over the years. That each person, really, it's not just me. Every person could write a book. I remember when... So we went with the family 2 summers ago. So I went to speak for Shabbos. So we already end up for 3-4 days to have the very nice Lubavitchers have a program in Vail, Colorado. So if you're never there, it's Mamish, it's the most beautiful place. I mean, I was not in so many places. So for me, it was a very, very beautiful place. It's nicer than New Jersey for sure. So it's beautiful there. And so we went, I don't remember the name of this town. It was only like a half hour away from Vail. So we rented a car, we went with the kids to this lake. It's like from a picture. You know, every single second I was trying to appreciate and talk to the children. It was just beautiful. And so we went to take a boat to go across this big lake to go across, and then we go in the boat. There's us and my two of the children, and my niece was with us, and then there were two couples not Jewish, one was very old, another couple, very old couple, very, very nice people, and they right away start talking about Jews. You know, they noticed that I was Jewish, so. I was wearing a baseball cap, so my yarmulke shouldn't blow off, but I guess they saw through it. We're in the car there, in the boat, and we're going across this thing. It's a mahalach, it's a big, big thing. And the old men were talking, a very nice guy, talking. And he asks me, you know, where my parents are from. So I said, I told him where my parents are from. So he's from not far from there, someplace like also in Colorado, nearby, but from a hick town in the middle of nowhere. And he said your parents were in the Holocaust? I said, yeah. Like, I thought this, like, I'm going to have a few days off from that parish, but so your parents in the Holocaust. I said, yeah. He said, in a very heavy accent. But he said, I saw with my own eyes what they did to your people over there. And they write all these books, these lawyers, and they make these speeches that didn't happen. I said, what do you mean you saw with your own eyes? I was surprised he ever left America, this guy. So he was an American soldier, and he was in Europe. And I said, where did you see Jews over there? Where were you? He said, "What do you mean when I see Jews?" He said, "I was when Mauthausen was liberated." I said, "My father was in Mauthausen." He started to cry, and we're talking the whole time, and he was telling me things that he saw over there. And he says, "I haven't slept a night since I was in that." You know, I'll tell you, he used, you know, Lashon Gan, how they talk. He said it in a strong way in that place. And I said to my wife, like, you know, that whatever the bureau was, and whether or not this person ever met my father over there and he was part of helping, I don't know what it was. And he was there for a few weeks. He said he's never recuperated from it. But you know, on a lake in the middle of Colorado, you know, this guy, as I felt so certain that there was a shaykhus, the sherish, you know, the neshama into this, and to meet a person, these kind of things that people have in life, but to end up in a place like. So I thought that I was going to give a couple of divrei Torah and to give the family a vacation. In the end, I was supposed to meet this guy on a boat, and something had to be, some Indian had to, whatever it was, I don't know, that's what I felt. And this happens in life. Everybody has these kind of inyan. And when we don't see it clearly, that doesn't mean it's not happening. Sometimes you see it, sometimes it's very clear. And I've spoken to him on the phone. For a few months afterwards, he asked me for the phone number. He called up once or twice. Very nice guy. And you know, he remembered something. He wanted to share with me. He said his memory's not so good anymore with certain things, but he wants to. Could I call you if I? So I said I'd appreciate it if you would. And he called. He had said someone to make some things. He remembered. It's an interesting thing. Same thing. In life, a person goes. V'akolhum iti yisbarach asher gozer chachmos lashlomas nafsh shabachs mitzibos yisbarach shmoi hayidum lo yisbarach shmoi. Only Hashem knows the whole parasha. Only Hashem knows this. But what you think you're going for, that's only a way to get you there. Because you have a cheshek to go someplace. Or whatever it is, for whatever reason, for money, for vacation, whatever it is, you have a cheshek to go. That doesn't mean the person shouldn't use seichel. Of course, you always have to use seichel to decide. It's part of the cheshek of how Hashem works with a person. That's not what the person thinks. That's not why he thinks. The person doesn't think that's why he's going, for that reason. His mind and his heart don't think like that. All he knows is that he has a chafetz, he has a need, or a desire, or a pleasure, whatever it is, to go someplace. To take a trip. He has some schar, some merchandise. So this is in the Aramea, Pashas Sav from the Baal Shem Tov he brings. We still need to understand more. This is what I was alluding to before. The Baal Shem Tov said that there's no such thing as something which is just a means to get to an end. Because the means also have an end. What is that? It's not just that you should be in Colorado, or you should be in that place where you have to go to. But even the mahalach of getting there, exactly, every step, if you're in a plane to get somewhere, who do you meet, who do you talk to? You know how many times I've had on planes that I ended up all I want to do is to go on the plane just to be able to have quiet and to learn a little bit and to maybe for an hour to rest. 90% of the time I end up with some parasha with a yid, with something, with some whole big inyan. 90% of the time. it's just that's how it's Hashgacha Prat. By now I expect it, and if it doesn't, is it, you know. There was a time a few years ago I was going to Eretz Yisrael. I was going by myself. I had to go for a simcha, Baruch Hashem, and we're around 45 minutes into the flight, and the stewardess comes and says, "Is there Rabbi Weinberger here?" So I thought maybe they want to move me to first class or something. No, wasn't it? So I said, "Yeah." "What is it?" She said that that they need you. That somebody over here in the plane died, and right next to his mother. There's a person died. He was sitting with his mother, and someone there on the plane said that I'm on this plane, and I should go talk to the mother. I had spent the whole flight. This lady's crying. It's a whole thing. But I had to switch seats and to sit next to the doctor. So in the beginning, you know, you think, well, but then after 30 seconds, you just realize that it was the whole inning of going to the simcha was only it's also a hecha timsa. So of course I had to get to the simcha, but the way to the simcha was also with tachlis. It wasn't just a flight. It was also now Hashem etzadeh gever kainanu. So Baal Shem Tov taught she'ein ba'olam emtzoi she'ein la'matar b'fnei asmi. There's no such thing as a means that itself doesn't have an end in it. Every step along the way has a tachlis. Every detail, every step has a tachlis. Page 67. Could go in the sea of the bus, like when you're going in the bus. It's not just the trip on the bus is not just how do I get from, you know, to be able to get from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak. It's not just from point A to point B. Elohi atzma bailis yehud matar mishallah. Who you meet on the bus, what happens there, and to be misgabra on Shemir Sinai, whatever it is. It's not just, I have to go to Yerushalayim, I have to go to Haifa. It's every step along the way. The Atzma Bailas, Yehuda Matar Mishallah, Lizman Ulamakim Zeh. For that time, you see, you have people that they go on the airplane and they sit in the airport. You can sit, what was it, was it last year, 2 years ago, that JetBlue, how long, I don't know, sat in the airport. They couldn't get off the airplane. They weren't allowed back into the airport. I had that a few times, but for an hour or two, whatever. But there was a plane a couple of years ago, they sat, you know what I'm talking about, I know, it was for hours and hours, something like that. They had to sit in the plane. They couldn't go back into the airport, and they didn't let them, and they couldn't fly. So it's what you could make yourself crazy. What am I doing here? I can't believe this happened to me, and so on. But there's a time, there's a zman, and there's a makam, exactly. Therefore, it must be that the fact that Hashem Yisbarach made the world in such a way where a person needs money, and that need for money takes him over to that place. It has to be that the emtsoi, the need for money, that emtsoi, ain't a rak emtsoi la via adam lavados. It's not just a way to get you to China for that deal. It means that there's something in the emtsoi itself. There's a tachlis in the inyan of making the money. But the tachlis is not the money. The tachlis is every step that's necessary in making the money, including the trip. Not just getting there, including the trip. Anyway, I can say la havas or adam lavadasa ella he goof in any lishatzmai. It itself is an inyan lishatzmai. The money, it's the avayda itself, and everything that's involved. Chen yishlav mashkosev or ameya shen nesias adam laeretz mechalkem urak emtsoi avu echem mishalos. We also need to understand what the ameya brings to the Baal Shem, that it could be. That's not even for you, but you have to take your worker over there to that place. The Svarim talk a lot about this teaching of the Baal Shem. Hamabata omur la'el, hilay mitzad kedusha. What we're talking about is how to look at things from the perspective of Kedusha, of Amunah. Sh'omnam ha-yitzira shal kol nivra b'tafkidai, that Hashem Yisbarach has made each and every one of us, that the tafkid, that there's a tafkid that we have to fulfill in life, krucha, and it's connected somehow to Kabbalah's moment with Parnasa and being able to survive. Ach ha-koris ha-amunah mafredes ben ha-shnayim be-behiris. But emunah, clear emunah, pure emunah, makes a distinction between the two. Hamomen meis Hashem Yisbarach. The money Hashem gives you the money. Ha'avayde hine tafkid ve'yud nefad mikach. But you have to work on some sort of a tafkid. You have to work on some, that same tafkid, some other guy can make $10 million, you can make $10. The Baruch Shalom's business is with your money. Everybody knows that. Anybody that's ever worked knows that what it comes out, how much it comes out. Could be 1,000 people in that same halacha, and they're making like this, and you make different. It doesn't make a difference. The moment is made Hashem's brach with the money, whatever that number is. But havoy dehini tafkid v'yeyod nifin mekach, the work that you have to do is separate from the money that you're going to make. Two separate inyan. But the most common thing for a person is to make those two together. I work for this, and that's how much I'm going to get paid. That's exactly how it works. It's the work is only for the money. If I didn't have to make that money, I would never do that work. Zelu mazel also lekim. So look in the world that's not of kedusha. V'gamitzad hepech hakedusha kaim hayamusad shel shivyain. Years ago, there was a Jew, there were a couple of Jews by the names of Marx and Engels, who came up with a brilliant idea. It was called communism. They came up with a brilliant idea that what? A Musik Shel Shivyan, that everybody's going to be the same. Everybody's going to be the same. Leimer, Hakol Yavdu L'Toelas HaEnoishus. Everybody's going to work for the sake of the state, for the sake of the common good of mankind. Everybody's going to work. But the time shall call you stock with yourself, everybody's gonna get paid the same. Except for the guys in the Kremlin, of course. Otherwise, everybody's gonna get paid the same. Shloika Dara Khamuna, Shakol Echem Stak Kfiya Niksav Loiminishmaim, which is all kfir. The whole sherish of this kfir. You know, there's a lot of good in idea, but the sherish of this kfir, that the state is going to determine that everybody's going to get exactly the same. Not that a Kadosh Baruch Hu determines what each person gets. Echad harbe ve'echad ma'at. That Hashem Yisbarach says this one gets $10, this one gets $5. No, they're going to put an end to that. This is Migdal Bavel. Communism is Migdal Bavel. And everybody's going to be Sof Achas, one salary, one mahalach. V'gam api tfisa zu. Al kol echad lahashlam chelka ba'olam. And according to this tfisa of communism, each person is going to have to contribute his chelak. V'nifad min ha'mamin. And therefore, there was a good idea. The idea was that mammon is not your life. Varaya, you could be a genius, and you're working on the most chosh of a project, and you get the same lousy $5 an hour as a guy that's milking a cow. So the Indian is not mammon. It's not money. We have a higher ideal. The higher ideal, of course, for them was the state, the people. And we're going to work for this common good, and we're going to separate your lives from the inyan of money. You don't have to worry about that. Everybody's going to get the same. There's a chashuva nekuda in that. But of course, it was all filled with kfir. B'mkayma she'eshlitu mishtaza, and in the places that they enforced this way of life, it could have gone on for much longer, because there's a great measure of toiv in that idea of a person working for the tachlis of what he does and being happy with his work and not doing it because of this money or that money and just getting the same money. There's something good in that. But it was doomed, of course. Why? Couldn't work because the guy said, this one's not happy. Why? I'm a physicist. I should get the same thing as the guy that's milking a cow. I'm sugar. crazy. So I don't feel like working. So that's what happened. So in America, you can get 10 people. They're able to build a building. And in Russia, you needed 1,000 people to build the same building, because who has a cheshit? So it failed. But it's all because of Gaiva. The idea has in it a nekuda that's very, very holy. But of course, it's all together with the kfir and together with the Gaiva, it became totalitarianism, it became dictatorships, and they killed millions of the biggest vicious. But Stalin, Yamashima, killed much more than Hitler killed. It didn't work out. Just another minute. The reason it didn't work out because everybody's working, and they're doing their tafkid, but that guy's getting more than me. Because they were doing all kinds of shtick. Then there's Gaiva. His own covet. What justice is there that I should work hard and that guy is getting more money than I am? If I have a chance to make more money, I gotta get out of this place and I'll go someplace and they'll pay me for my work. I'll work hard, I get more money. I'm smarter, I get more money. Because of this confusion, this tumult, people stopped working. They want to work. It had the opposite effect. The holy nifkadonism was to build up the worker and work. That's the most gewaldige thing. But in the end, what happened is that people did not value their work anymore. They lost their cheshik for it, because that's how meshubed people are to money. So they lost their cheshik. That's a lot of the failure of the kibbutz system in modern day Eretz Yisrael is due to the same thing. So they try all different kinds of incentives and this and that, but to a large extent, it's fallen apart. The joy that a person has in his own tafkid, when it's mixed together with the mamonis and with kovid and gaiva and kfir and so on, it failed. And it all became tied up with money. So now you have to go the other way. In order to get people to work, then you have to give them a lot of money. Then once again they began the link between work and money. Then once again work is not the tachlis, how much money can I get at work? And then everything is measured by how much money do I get. So then you have the opposite extreme, which is crazy, crazy extreme capitalism. The other end. Where I don't care what I do for a living. There's not any shaykhis at all to me, as long as I can make more money than the next guy. And I could hate my job and have no shaykhis to anything, as long as I make money. So this is where the world has been swinging back and forth. Let's just read to the end of the page. If not for Gaiva and all the other stuff, the Kfira, it's a good idea. People would be happy and they would. Each person would have enjoyment doing his work if it wasn't linked to the money and the Gaiva. When they started to hear this guy's making more money, like it says in Rabbi Nachman's story, what do I have an inyan? It's his inyan, that's his maisa, this is my maisa. That's the correct way to think. That's his maisa, that's my maisa. He makes more money. I do the same thing, I'm better than him, and he gets a lot of money. That's his maisa. I have my maisa. But that's on the world of Kedusha, you think like that. The world of Tumi and Kfira, you don't think like that. And Gaiva. But also, in the world of Kedusha, what I care what other people are making? What's in my business? Then they lost the joy of working. They lost the happiness of milking the cow in the kibbutz and the feeling I'm getting taken advantage of. I'm being taken advantage of. The kibbutz is taking advantage of me. I'm working 10 hours a day. And what do I have over here? I have a little hut and a free lunch and supper. And there's some guy that's working in the city. He's making millions of dollars. He's going on trips and he's building a beautiful home, and I'm living in this little tzrif over here. So that became the tachlis of life. Right? Mitzvah will continue. It's going to be a little break. I'll review that. It's going to be a little bit break. It's next Monday, the Mitzvah is a chasana, and I'm going to be away for the summer. So Mitzvah Hashem will pick up. We'll pick up in the meantime. all the steps that we're going to take, each person during the summer has to be particularly careful with the steps that he takes to go in the right way. And may Hashem Mitzadei Gover, Kainanu, we should daven Hashem should lead us all, Hareini Hashem Dakecha, that we should go in the right way. And each one of us should feel a chafis to do the right thing and to feel the Nachas Ruach, all that Hashem's Baruch has blessed us.